Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Long. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Curt Stillwell. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting sixth. The DH, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rick Anderson. And now, play ball. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Redus hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Walker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Curt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Long's glove, towards Manrique, who fields it, throws to second, with Guillen covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pasqua for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Seitzer bunts in front of the plate. Carcoviche fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tartabull moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Buckner bunts towards the mound. Long fields it and throws to first for the out. Tartabull moves to third. Seitzer moves to second. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. White hits a fly ball into left field. Redda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tartabull tags and scores. Seitzer tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tabler hits a line drive towards third. Lyons reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. Redus is hit by the pitch. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Redus moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McFarlane hits a line drive into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stillwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stillwell hits a fly ball into left field. Redda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Long fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Royals. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buckner is 0-0 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. White is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Redus. White reaches second base with a double. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive towards short. Dean reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Manrique is 0-1 in the game. Manrique hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tardabul, who is chasing the ball. Manrique reaches third base with a triple. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0-1 in the game. Carcoviche hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manrique scores. It's 3-2, Royals. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Redus hits a fly ball into right field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Lyons strikes out. There goes Carcoviche. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with Anderson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Long fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0-2 in the game. Stillwell hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pasqua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pasqua hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Royals, 3. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Tartabull hits a line drive towards third. Lyons reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Seitzer hits a line drive towards short. Dean reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carcoviche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Redus is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Redus hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Pasqua hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-2 in the game. McFarlane strikes out. 1 out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Stillwell hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boston is 0 for 3 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garber juggles the ball. That's an error on Garber. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen bunts towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Boston moves to second. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Tartabull strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.